readings today for our moment of joy come from Joshua 5, 9 through 12, Psalm 34, 2 through 7, 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21, and Luke 15, 1 through 3, and 11 through 32. This is entitled, Always. I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalm 34, 2. The psalmist, David, writes, I will bless the Lord at all times. There are two key words here, bless and all. We translate the Hebrew baruch into bless or boast. David boasts of how great God is and praises God. He talks of God saving him from fear without giving the details on how God delivered him out of the hands of Abimelech. That's in keeping with his theme. The external circumstance shouldn't affect the devotion, gratitude, and praise we give to the Lord. What about all? David covers this by talking about the good times and bad times of joy and fear. David encourages people to seek God and trust in Him. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. That's Psalm 34:9. How do we bless God at all times? How can we continually praise His mercy? Listen to this prayer, which is offered daily at the Marian Helpers Center. Saint Faustina, you told us that your mission would continue after your death, and that you would not forget us. Our Lord also granted you great privilege, telling you to distribute graces as you will, to whom you will, and when you will. Relying on this, we ask your intercession for the graces we need, especially for the intentions just mentioned. Help us, above all, to trust in Jesus as you did, and thus glorify His mercy every moment of our lives. Amen. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, help us to praise you at all times. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Have a great day. You matter.